My dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel, we read that a very large crowd had followed our Lord. But what is especially striking is that they had been with him for 3 days. Our Lord said to his apostles, "Give them something to eat, for they have now been with me for 3 days." So can you imagine these people in their enthusiasm to hear all of his words? They followed him out into a desert place, and they continued to follow him, and they were with him for 3 days. So that means they had to sleep out in the open. They had just such a eagerness to hear the word of God, to hear our Lord's preaching, that they followed him for 3 days. Now, this is the second of the two multiplications of loaves and fishes to feed a large multitude. The first time there were 5,000. This time, 4,000. Again, a large crowd, and what an extraordinary miracle. But what we can admire in these people is their enthusiasm for hearing our Lord's words, that they would follow him out into the desert. And we know from the words of our Lord that some of them were a long way from their homes. They had followed at a great distance. If I send them away to their homes, some of them will faint on the way, he said, because some have come from a long distance. So again, we must admire their eagerness, their promptitude, their diligence in listening to the sermons of our Lord, their desire to be with him. So the question then is, do I have the same desire to hear the word of God, to read it, to read my spiritual reading, to go to Mass? Do we find ourselves perhaps at times, "Oh, I don't feel like going to Mass today"? Do we have the eagerness that we should when it comes to things pertaining to our salvation, to the salvation of our immortal soul? This indeed is the most important work. So important that all other things appear inconsequential. As our Lord said, "What will a man give in exchange for his immortal soul? Even the entire world is not worth the salvation of one immortal soul." Our Lord himself shed his blood on the cross to redeem us. And he would have done that had there been just one soul to redeem. So we could say that our soul cost the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That he shed his blood for me to redeem my soul, to make it possible for me to get to heaven. This, of course, is a truth of our faith that we reflect upon very often. But it needs to be repeated, and we need to think about it. And our problem, why we become so engrossed in the things of this life, the things of this world, and we put to the back the things of our soul, the reason why is we don't think deeply enough about the great truths of our faith. In particular, the welfare of our immortal soul and the work, the importance of the work of saving our soul. We don't think about it enough. The saints were very different. They became saints because they thought deeply about what really matters in life, and in particular, the salvation of their soul. Now, I mention this because today we have an extraordinary saint. His name is Saint Alexius, and according to the history of this saint, he lived in Rome in the 5th century, 4th or 5th century. His father was a senator, so he must have been from a well-to-do family. And there was a wedding. In those days, the weddings were arranged often by the parents. So here he gets married, and then shortly after the wedding, that very day, he left. He fled. Left his father's house, left his bride, and he traveled into a far country. He must have been struck by the truths of faith because he went to seek to live an eremitical life, a life of prayer, a life of seclusion from the world. And he traveled to Syria, far to the east, and he lived there for 17 years begging and just spending his time in prayer. And then after those years, then he went back to Rome, and he went to his father's house and knocked on the door, and his parents did not recognize him. They didn't recognize their son in this beggar. Their son had been gone for 17 years. And here was this beggar, likely with dirty clothes and perhaps long, scraggly hair, unkempt. They didn't even recognize this was their son. And he begged for lodging. And they gave him a little corner under the stairs. And he remained there for the rest of his life, unknown by his parents. And when he died, he had left a note: "I am Alexius, your son." So, amazing when you read about the saints and the different things they did. And sometimes saints were inspired, uniquely inspired to do something that we would not be counseled to imitate them exactly in what they did. But we can follow them in their dedication to the work of saving their immortal soul. Another example is St. Ignatius of Loyola, whose feast is coming up in 2 weeks, the last day of the month. And St. Ignatius, as you probably know the story, was a soldier. And all he liked to do was read books about bravery and soldiers and battles, and dreamed of making a name for himself. So he was engaged in a military conflict and was grievously wounded. His leg was shattered. And as a result, he was laid up in bed for 6 months so his leg could heal. Even though his leg healed, he had a limp the rest of his life. But as he was laying up there recuperating, he became so bored that he asked, "What do you have here to read?" Well, all they had was the Lives of the Saints and one other book, and I don't remember the other, whether it was the New Testament or what the book was. But especially, he read the Lives of the Saints, and it completely changed him. He thought the saints were really smart ones, because they worked out their salvation, and they are with God, and they will be with him forever. And how many souls are lost because they become engrossed in the things of this world and they neglect the work of salvation, saving their souls? So he thought to himself, "I'm going to imitate the saints." He went to a shrine of Our Lady in Spain, where he lived, and he hung up his sword and shield there at the shrine of Our Lady. And then he went and lived in a cave for, I think, 9 months, and completely changed his life. He fasted, he prayed, he thought about the work of salvation, the importance of the work of salvation. In fact, he wrote a book called The Spiritual Exercises, which means you would go on a retreat and think about, again, the great truths. Why did God make me? What am I here for in this world? What really matters in life? So he did that, completely changed his life, founded a religious order which did such great good over the centuries, but all because he read about the lives of the saints and thought about them, and thought about the contrast with how he was living and how foolish it is to pursue this world only. Remember again the words of our Lord: "What does it matter to a man if he gain the whole world but lose his immortal soul?" So how eager am I, we should ask ourselves, to bring about the salvation of my soul, to secure the salvation of my soul? That is the one great work that God created us for. And the saints understood that. The greatest evil in the world is mortal sin. We should dread mortal sin. We should do all we can to avoid falling into sin, avoiding occasions of sin, maintaining a good prayer life, because nothing else can take your soul away from you. Like our Lord said, do not fear him who can take away your life, who can destroy your body, who can take away your life. Rather, fear him who can take away both soul and body. And what we must dread, again, is mortal sin. The only thing that could cause us to lose our immortal soul. Our Lord also gave a couple parables about the same topic. He said, if a man finds a treasure in a field, he goes and sells everything he has to get enough money so he can buy that field so he can possess the treasure. Another parable he gave is the pearl of great price. That's our immortal soul. And God gave each of us only one soul, and no one else can save it for us. We know these things. We know these truths. But how deeply do we meditate, reflect upon them? So today, I ask you to ask yourself this question. Am I currently working out my salvation? Remember the words of St. Paul, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Am I really pursuing the salvation of my soul? Am I like those people, 4,000 people, that followed our Lord out into the desert, that were with him for 3 days, just to hear the words that came from his lips, just to pursue the salvation of their souls? Let us put, so to speak, all our eggs in that basket. Let us pursue the salvation of our immortal soul. Because that is lost, all is lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.